Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to KGXT, Gen X Talks podcast, live from Central California.
Making plans with the boys. Gonna hit the town. Yeah, I'm gonna make some noise. I push past the pain. Am I wounded right?
Like, I can tell, I can say,
I
like,
know I'm I got it. Okay. The fucking thing's going. Jesus Christ.
But I can, but.
What do you want?
I walked in on you and Gen Z kid, which I don't know why he was home from school today.
Because he wanted to watch Ted Lasso. The premiere came out.
Unbelievable.
He said so he was up on his work.
No, he's not.
Well, he told me he was.
Well, he's full of shit. Anyways, I walk in and there you guys are watching Ted Lasso today.
Because it came out today. We've been waiting a year for it to drop.
So I guess I should ask you, what'd you think of it, the first episode?
I love Ted Lasso as a show because I have never in 55 years on this planet have I seen a TV show where a guy makes fun of himself, laughs at himself, just some dorky, plucky, he's like Don Knotts, but he's the main character. You know, it's like watching Mayberry, but without Andy Griffith. Mm-hmm. It's beautifully written, perfectly.
It has some good morals in it too sometimes.
I love the whole thing. Now,
like laughing at yourself and
just winning and succeeding. And, there's a ton of stuff.
You just got to pay attention.
However,
but you watched the first episode without me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I did, but I'll watch it again with you tonight.
Of course you will.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
The thing I didn't like about today's episode,
spoiler alert.
Well, maybe it's a real small part of the episode. But Ted Lasso's, you know, he in the first two seasons, he's kind of had this little bit of a backstory. His wife is divorcing him, and he didn't want to get divorced.
Right.
He's struggling with his relationship with his kid because he's so far away.
Right.
Okay, I got that, and that's a nice touch. But now they're leaning on that a little bit.
Oh, are they? They're going more of the personal end of it instead of the soccer.
Okay, man, I get it, but I kind of hope this is just the first episode. It was a little bit more that way.
Well, maybe, because the kid I noticed was a little older. I caught little snippets. Yeah. Remember, he's a little older. So maybe they had to bring it in to bring everybody up to speed.
They didn't have to. I'm not opposed to what they did today. It was like if I wanted to watch a soap opera, I'll watch Days of Our Lives.
Is that still on?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying that I didn't mind it, but come on, guys, let's not take it from where this great series was and head off into a storyline that I really feel should just be kept
on the sideline
and in the background. Yeah, and on the sideline.
Because that just added to Ted Lasso's stress level.
Well, it
that
does.
Backstory. Yeah, that is part of his anxiety.
I know. I got it. But it's like, okay, just don't want to go too deep into that.
Okay. That's all right. All. So if you had to rate it 1 to 10, 10 being best.
The whole show or today?
Today's episode.
Because the whole show is a 9.5. It's brilliant.
Okay. What about season 3, episode 1?
6.5, maybe 7, maybe.
Okay. That's not too bad.
No, it was okay. But I think part of that is I've been anticipating it for so long that if they'd have given me a shitty show, I would have been like, oh, thank God it's here.
Remember what I asked you too once I saw the end of it? I'm like, so do we get all the episode? Did they release all the episode at once, or are we going week to week?
Now, see, there's a topic that I wanted to talk. Oh, we didn't do the intro.
Oh, good going. Go ahead.
Wait, why is this on me? You started asking about
Are you running the board?
You started asking about Ted Lasso right off the bat.
Are you running the board?
I'm running the board.
You're in charge.
Wow. That just, you know, you certainly...
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the opening.
Hold on. You give up power to me and put me in charge when it's convenient for you. You do that in life.
That sounds about right.
You do that with me. You're like, all of a sudden some real heavy shit will come down in our lives. You're like, well, I'm just the poor wife. You are the husband leading this family. Why don't you go ahead and lead us, strong, handsome, gallant husband? And then when the crisis is over and I've slain the dragon, then you come back. All right, get out of my way.
We did it.
Yeah, we... We killed the dragon.
We did it. I am the collective we.
Yeah. How do you do that so fluidly?
It's beautiful.
You just, like, right now, it's like, oh, you fucked up. Well, you are running. You are in charge.
I've been riding this dragon for years.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. All right. Welcome to Gen X Talks Podcast, brought to you by KGXT Radio, coast to coast. Hey, by the way, we're sponsored by Loud Trouble LLC, Big Heavy Movers. Anywhere you want to go, anytime, night or day, just don't ask them to move your pet furniture box thing. I don't know.
Bad.
Well, I don't know what to say. There's no.
That was pathetic.
There's no. It's not like I can read off a business card.
I know, but that was. You just messed that up totally.
Loud Trouble LLC sponsoring today's podcast, Coast to Coast Movers. And leave it there, right?
That's it.
What else? Okay, first it was too long and dumb. Now it's too short.
I didn't say it was too long and dumb. You just
dumb.
Dubba 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 da on the other end of it.
All right. Well, I didn't know what to say. I got the thing. I got her name in there. I got the podcast. Okay. I got the sponsor's name in there.
And then right, you flubba dubba.
Right now, the sponsor's shaking his head going, what the fuck am I paying for?
Exactly.
he knew what he was getting into.
Okay, so Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
We were there.
Well, what I'm saying, that leads into an interesting thing, and this is for everybody in the audience. Do you guys prefer, and I'll ask you, do you prefer watching a show that you like that you can binge watch and it comes out, boom, and there's all 10 episodes or all 20 episodes, here they are? Or do you like watching them week by week as they drop? And here's the reason. First of all, I love binge watching stuff. I'll even binge watch old stuff, as you might have noticed. I just went
over and over and over.
I just went through Justified again, the whole series.
I know.
But I'm running out of things to watch. I'm running out of good shows without having to go back over some old ones. So I do appreciate, you know, Mayor of Kingstown dropping every now and then.
Right.
Tulsa King dropping every now and then.
But that's the new shows.
All the Yellowstone stuff dropping every now and then.
Right.
Because if I binge watch, I'm through them all.
I know.
And then I'm searching for something to do. Which would you prefer?
I have like mixed feelings. I kind of like the anticipating of waiting.
Yeah.
Like for the next one, because, you know, I enjoy books more than like binge watching. So if I read a book and all of a sudden it ends on a cliffhanger, I'm like, oh, I got to wait till the next book. Like, what's going to happen? And that could be 6 months to a year, you know, something. So that kills me sometimes because I want the story to continue. So that's kind of like part binge watching, part.
So which is it?
I know. See, it's a little bit of both on that end. I like the anticipation. I want to wait.
And also, the other thing that's kind of fun for you and I, anyway, I don't know how many other people do this, but when you and I are watching something, when it comes out week by week,
yes,
we kind of carve out our schedules to meet with each other in the living room,
right?
Order a pizza, turn out the lights, close the blinds. You know, it's kind of becomes,
it's like Yellowstone's on in 30 minutes.
Yeah. And then we kind of hurry up and kind of, I don't know. I'm not, we do. Okay. I will say this. We watch more things together when they drop once a week.
That is correct.
Because we show up like it's a little mini event. I do like that.
It's like old school. It's like what we did. We carved out our Tuesday nights. We got all our homework done and our chores, and we were at the television at 8 o'clock.
Ready to go. Yeah.
I like that because I'm old school.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday or Friday night, you started at 8 o'clock, like Miami Vice.
This popped into my head just now. Even how many times in the last, maybe the last month, have we sat down in the living room and said, let's watch a movie? Well, what do you want to watch? I don't know. We start scrolling through trailers and we're watching stuff. Then you're like, okay, I don't even care anymore. I don't want to watch it. But we get up and we leave because there wasn't something to watch. We couldn't find something we wanted to watch. So
isn't that pathetic?
Out you of go all your the- way, I go my way. And it's like, God, we, but if it's a show,
yeah,
we stay, we're there. It draws us in. I guess I like that. I guess
I do.
I would lean the other way. I would lean towards away from binging, which I do very much enjoy, and lean towards the once a week anticipation.
Yeah. For me personally, binging takes me away from all the chores that I need to get done. I hate that. It just kind of procrastinates, and I can be a big procrastinator. That's in my blood, and I have to fight that demon.
You are so full of shit. You don't procrastinate at all.
Oh, you would. Maybe I hide it well now.
You do so much stuff around here that I'm constantly pulling on your apron strings going, could you stop?
I know, but that's because I just want to, if I sit and start binge watching, I will be there and neglect everything else that I need.
Well, I haven't seen you do it, just so you know.
Okay,
just
well, thank
so
you.
You're clear about that. So
would you stop messing with your ear?
I'm
What's
sorry.
What's going on? I'm sitting here and I can see you.
I know.
Stop.
I'm trying. Okay. I want to explain this to you, what's going on with my ear, but I don't want you to make fun of me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're supposed to say, yes, loving. You know what? You're my loving wife. I'm your loving husband. When I tell you I'm going to confide in you some deep secret.
Oh, it's a weakness. Here it comes.
You can't
Please
make
let
fun
me
of me.
Jump on your weakness. Go
no.
ahead.
No.
Oh, I'll be good.
Okay. You promise?
No.
Then I'm not telling you. I'm not going to tell you unless you promise.
I'm not promising.
Then I'm not telling you.
I'm not
you.
Promising
Promise
anything.
Me that you won't. Then I'll tell you. If you promise, I'll tell you.
I'm promising what?
That you're not going to make fun of what's going on with my ear.
I promise to try to not make fun of
oh
your ear.
Oh, my God. That is, you are so dumb, I swear.
All right,
to
I promise. Go.
Okay.
This better be good.
As you know, I have a kind of a strict bathroom routine in the morning. I like to warm up the shower.
Yep.
I take the shower.
Yep.
I get out of the shower. I go straight to the mirror.
Yes.
Right, you know this.
Yes, I know. I stay out of the way.
Yes, because that's a requirement.
It's either I have to stay in bed till you're done or right. leave the room.
Right. I need like 10 minutes, maybe
10 20, minutes.
Well, if you count the shower, like 20 or 25. But I have a routine. I just need you to stay out of my way for that time. It's all I ask. You can have the.
And
you can
I
have
do.
The, you, can have the, you very rarely do. And
what?
The reason I am, because you don't. You're just like, it wasn't convenient for me today to stay out of your way. So you wander in, scratching your butt or whatever, and just going right
okay.
through the bathroom. My routine. You just walk.
Okay.
You're like walking out into traffic.
Okay.
And you just don't care.
Continue.
All right. So I get out of the shower, go over to my side of the sink, and I'm doing my normal routine. And I have a routine that I'm being careful on. You know, I do my hair and brush my teeth.
Do you talk to the mirror?
No.
You don't go mirror on the wall?
No. Who?
Oh, okay.
There isn't anybody that actually talks to themselves in the mirror. That doesn't happen.
I don't know.
You're just saying that.
Do you give yourself a pep talk in the morning?
No, but I should. Now that you're saying that, I probably...
I mean, you're talking to your most favorite person. Okay, go ahead.
I should do that. I should talk. Hey, you look great today, and you're going to have a wonderful time. Come on, let's go.
I thought maybe that's why you wanted that little private time.
No, but that's a great idea. I'll add that. Anyway, so I go over there, and you do your deodorant, and you do your brush your teeth, you do your stuff. And
do you have a checklist?
In my head, I do. I got it. It's an order. You ever notice on my side of the sink, everything's kind of put in a certain order? Do you ever notice that? Then
no,
when you come around, and
when I come in after, it's a mess.
No, it's not. Don't even. I have my stuff on the sink in a very specific order. All right.
It's in a specific order.
One of the things I've noticed that I have to be careful on, and you know, you don't even know that I'm being considerate towards you, but I am.
Oh, please tell me, how are you being considerate?
My body quit making testosterone because I got fat, so I squirt the little testosterone on my hands and I rub it all over myself. I have to be careful not to get that on any of your stuff because you don't need testosterone.
Yeah, but you obviously get it on my cabinet.
Okay, we just discussed that the other day. I didn't know that some of it was dripping on the front of the cabinet. Yes, I've been.
It happened again.
It did not happen again.
I beg to differ.
No, I've been super careful about that.
Well, not super careful enough.
Because if you have to go clean it or it gets on some of your stuff and a woman like you gets
good.
Testosterone, you'll start growing hair on your boobs or something.
No, I'm going to grow a beard.
That. Well, yeah, I don't want that either.
Okay, well, we'll check after this podcast to see if you mess it up.
In the spirit of no hair on the boobs,
yes.
I am very careful.
I thank you for that.
You're welcome. Now, the problem was the other day, or was it Well, yeah, it was either yesterday.
Does it matter?
Yeah, it does, because this couldn't have happened a month ago. This had to happen. It's my ear. We're talking about my ear.
We're getting to the ear part. Holy mackerel. You're talking about your morning routine.
I know, because...
So your morning routine has something to do with your ear.
Yeah, and you messing up the routine. I'm trying to build a concise layers of evidence, Your Honor. Layers of evidence.
Well, you're going a really long road on this one. Okay. So all we have a morning routine that has something to do with the ear.
You came in.
When was this?
Yesterday morning. Started doing your stuff on your side of the sink.
We do have two sinks, everybody.
Yeah,
so you know.
I know, but you were messing with my routine. I don't want anybody in there. So now I'm trying to hurry and get out of
there. So you're saying our bathroom is now too small?
No, I didn't say that.
We can't share?
No, I'm just saying, can I have 20 minutes by my goddamn self? That's all I'm asking.
I give you more than 20 minutes
every
morning.
You didn't yesterday morning?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm pretty sure I did, but so, you laid in bed watching TV
wrong.
For more of it.
So you come in there, now I'm hurrying, okay? So I'm hurrying with the gel, I'm hurrying with the deodorant, and my hair and my brush and my face and doing all stuff and my beard and everything like that. And I went to put a couple of quick dashes of cologne on. Little spray. Spray.
Okay, yeah. Still don't know what this has to do with your ear.
I was doing a little bit on my shoulders and my neck.
Cute.
And you had, and I was in a hurry on all of my shit because you were in there and I wasn't paying attention to which way the little nozzle was spraying. I sprayed cologne in my ear. Why are you laughing? And it burned because before that I had been scratching the inside of my ear with the center of a pen.
Don't go there. Don't tell them what you do. That just irritates the fuck out of me.
I know. You get mad because there's all these hollow pens all over the house.
You go to grab
a pen with a cap and there's no guts
inside
of it. Or
it's got wax on it.
Yeah.
Earwax.
No, I don't try to leave
those. He does
out.
Have a flaw, ladies.
I do. But I throw them away. I try to throw them away.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No.
And then I take it. I'd scratch the inside of my ear.
Yeah, so the alcohol inflamed
it. As soon as
it.
The cologne hit
Good.
That part. Oh,
Good.
My God.
I'm not even going to tease you about that.
It hurts Good. So bad. Now, it was yesterday morning, but now every time I go to scratch the inside of my ear, it hurts again so bad because the cologne, I don't know what it did, but I don't know. What are the odds? That's like the perfect storm of uncommon things. How would I have scratched my ear to the point where it was bleeding inside my ear
earlier? Because you used a pen?
Then, okay, that can happen. You're missing the perfect storm. How did that happen, which can happen? Then all of a sudden, you were interrupting my morning routine, which doesn't always happen, but it did. And then I'd miss with the cologne trying to spray the side of my face, my neck, my shoulder, and get it in my ear. That's three things that would have to happen on extreme coincidence. Three things to make a perfect storm to damage, and it did, and that's why I'm scratching right now, because it hurts like a motherfucker. There is cologne in my ear.
Okay. Well, your ear smells good.
Yes, but the problem is that I can't get rid of it. If I try to stick something in there to clean it out, it hurts even more. But it burns and it itches, so I'm drawn to fuck with my ear, but fucking with it makes it worse.
Am I supposed to feel sorry?
You asked what I was doing with my ear, and I'm telling you.
Okay, so I don't know how I'm supposed to feel. Am I supposed to feel sad, or am I supposed to just call you a dumbass?
Why couldn't you just say, you know what, honey? That was really unlucky that all three of those things happened at the same time. If you hadn't scratched your ear on accident, you'd have been okay. If I hadn't come in the bathroom early, you'd have been okay. If you hadn't sprayed the cologne at the wrong angle, you'd have been okay. But all three of those things had to occur to fuck up my ear. And as we sit here right now, my ear is burning because of the cologne that's in my ear. Or was in my ear yesterday morning.
Okay.
So how about a little sympathy? How about sorry, honey, that was really unlucky. But no, you're laughing at me over there.
I've been calm and fine.
Because when I told you I sprayed it, I don't know if the audience could hear you. You covered your mouth and moved your mouth away from the microphone. You were laughing so hard.
Nope, just smiling. Karma's a bitch, ain't it?
What? Why is this karma? Why am I in trouble for what?
You don't use a pen to scratch the inside of your ear.
It works.
It's going to cause an infection.
It's a plastic. It's not the whole pen. If you take a metal pen apart and you have the little tube of ink, Uh-huh. And on one end, you have the little yes. spring and the writing tip. Okay, yeah. not that end. No, no, no.
I understand.
The other end, the hollow tube end.
The hollow tube is completely yeah. sterile and good for you to
Has
put in your
Has anything
hair.
Been inside that pen since it was manufactured?
But it's laid on your dirty desk. You've inside, touched it with your hands.
Inside of a compressed sealed tube. I have to break the end open.
Oh, my goodness.
That is...
Listen
that is,
to this. Oh, what about the knife that you have sitting on your desk? Does that count too? Because that has wax on it.
No, well, the Army Swiss...
And that's really clean.
I clean that off once in a while. Nobody right, used to
I don't
want to
talk
anyway.
About your ear anymore. That's just whatever.
You asked me what was going on with my ear, so I told you, all right?
Sorry, I asked. So, can I tell what? You what happened with the kid today?
I don't know.
The kid that was home because you let him be home today?
The Ted Lasso kid?
That he's probably on step two of truancy this year with a serious case of senioritis, but we know that's another whole nother
You're
subject.
You're dragging him across the finish line. Go ahead.
So... You did a really nice, sweet thing and ordered me a stamp for my chicken eggs.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
What are you talking about? I did not. Hey, when?
When I say something like this, you're supposed to go, honey, yeah, I knew the whole thing completely.
In other words, this is another one of those stupid stories just where like it. I paid for something.
Yeah, just sell it.
Just sell it.
Go ahead.
Honey, I'm glad I could make you happy and there I hope go. That little token of my appreciation goes a long way.
There you go. So this chicken stamp is
what?
From... Chicken stamp.
What is that?
You know, where it's a stamp, you put it on an ink pad, and then you stamp the eggs. I'm getting there.
Oh, it's an egg stamp.
The stamp that I got has a little chicken on it.
Okay.
And then it says Gen X Family Farms on it. I thought it'd be cute to just stamp the eggs.
Okay. I don't see why we're doing that, but whatever.
Humor me, okay? All right. I just have a freaking egg factory right now.
All right.
Okay?
I got you. So you get the eggs from your chickens out there. You right. bring them inside and you stamp them.
And it says Gen X Family Farm Farms. Or something.
Okay. That's cute.
It's just
all right.
being fun.
All right. I got
when
you.
When you crack the egg, it goes away. You throw it away. It's all gone. It okay. doesn't go into the egg or any of that stuff.
Dumb. And I'm sorry I paid for it, but I'm glad you're happy.
So it's really cute.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I was practicing on the eggs that I had in the kitchen yeah. and learning how to stamp it because right. you know the egg is a little oval, so you got to like round the stamp kind of thing.
Okay.
So I come jotting out to Gen Z kid and go, check this out, look.
Yeah.
And I showed him the egg with the stamp and he got really quiet. I'm like,
you can't, is it blurry where you can't read
that's
it
what I did. I looked at it. I'm like, what does it say? And he goes, Gen X Family Farms.
Now
and
he knew it was one of your eggs, right? Because we don't buy eggs anymore, so he knows it's one of yours.
Well, yeah, but he gave me this one, and he, yeah, I said, isn't this really cool? I go, he's still quiet. Yeah. And I'm like, what is going on?
I don't understand why he's hesitating. Does
yeah,
he not?
He's like,
why can't he just
he goes,
go, cool, mom?
He starts busting out laughing. And I said, why are you laughing? What's so funny about this stamp? I go, it's just a chicken with yeah. Gen X Family on it. And he goes, oh my gosh. He goes, mom, I just had this moment where I thought, how did mom get the chicken to like lay the egg with this design on it?
He thought for a second the chicken, that the egg came out that way?
Yes. Yes, that's your kid.
So then he caught yes. himself and figured out what yeah, was going on. But
he finally caught up to his thinking.
But that's what he would. That was
that
giving
was
him,
why he was laughing. And I
oh
said, "You've got to." And I'm holding the stamp in my other hand. So one of my hands has an egg, and one has the stamp.
And he thought.
And he wanted
how do you,
to know.
How does the egg come out that way?
That's what he thought. He kept thinking that, and I just started busting up laughing. So then both of us were laughing okay. because that even the thought process that took to get there.
There's no way when you looked at his blank stare, you could have thought that's what he was thinking.
I had no idea. I was there's, like...
That would not come into any parent's mind.
No.
That your kid is going, how did she get the egg to lay that way?
I thought he was like upset about like Gen X Family. Like, why did you put Gen X Family or
yeah.
or why do you have a stamp? That's yeah. what I was thinking. Like, that's where I thought
no,
his
he
thinking was
apparently
going.
He was processing how the chicken laid it with the ink stamp already on
with
it.
I should have no went shit. With it and went... It's really special seed.
You should have told him you have to stamp every seed.
it's alphabet soup. I give it to the chickens.
And they spell what they want.
Then they spell what they want.
That is absolutely the dumbest thing any of our kids has ever thought. That ranks up there.
That was like a dumb moment. I don't know what happened right there, but that was pretty scary. I was like, what?
When you get a kid who arrives at that level of thinking, boy, you have failed as a parent, I'm telling you.
So it's been a week since the last podcast, right?
I don't know, I guess.
So are you going to fess up to something? Go ahead. Tell people.
Tell them what?
You failed. Go ahead.
What are you talking about? I failed?
Yep, you failed.
I failed the audience or what? What are you talking about?
Crispy
cream. Oh, for God's sakes. You know what? They wouldn't even have thought about that. No one,
you could have gone
the whole podcast and no one would have written us a letter going, hey, you didn't tell us how the Krispy Kreme things
went. Oh, yes, they would. Oh, I would have got an email or something saying nobody talked about the Krispy Kreme. So go ahead.
I think you're full of shit.
Go ahead. Tell them.
I don't even remember what the plan was.
You weren't going to do Krispy Kremes anymore.
And that was...
Last podcast.
Wednesday or Thursday, right?
Yeah.
How far did I make it?
One day.
No, come on.
Yeah, you did. 2 days, possibly. Saturday, because you ordered them for our daughter.
Well, she wanted 5 dozen donuts. Yeah. She had to take 5 dozen donuts.
Wait. She wanted 5 dozen or you bought 5 dozen? There's a big difference.
I bought 6 dozen.
Oh, here it goes.
Because she said, I need at least 5 dozen to take to this gender reveal party she was going out to at the lake, and they had picnic tables and it was in the morning. I said, okay. So, and she says, I'll pay you back, Dad, but just
here
get it
for me. Here comes the Common Core math. Watch this. Go ahead.
There isn't Common Core math. I said, are
we
you?
We went from 5 dozen to 6 dozen.
That isn't, that's addition. That is not, that is a man thinking out front.
So you got 6 dozen.
Yeah. And I told her, she goes, I need for sure 5. And I said, okay. So they all show up. The Krispy Kreme dude walks up. He's like, dude, I've never delivered this many donuts. There's just, you know, 6 boxes of these donuts.
Uh-huh.
And so we bring him and sit him down. And I said, okay, we got 6 because you didn't know if you were, did you want 5 or 6?
Okay.
She didn't know.
I just sneezed.
You said bullshit.
No, I just sneezed.
You said bullshit.
Go ahead, continue.
So I said, if you want the 5, you can take the 5 and pay me for 5. If you think you want the 6, you can take all 6. That way you're covered. You got more than enough. You're not cutting it close. And just pay me for 6. So she walked out with 5 and she left the other one. This is all perfectly normal behavior between grown adults trying to solve a problem and thinking out front, which is what I should be getting credit for right now and not getting chastised. I should be getting credit for thinking, you know what? Good job, Gen X dad. You had them covered. Way to go there, General. You were thinking like you're supposed to, thinking of your daughter.
And miraculously, a dozen donuts showed up in my kitchen.
What if she'd have come in and gone, oh, you know what? I should have bought 6. I already had it covered.
Yeah.
Okay. So purchasing the donuts was not.
Did you eat one?
In violation of the treaty.
Did you eat one?
I don't recall,
Senator.
I do not clearly recall that answer to that question, Senator.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think?
You didn't see me eat one.
So?
As far as the universe is concerned.
I'm going to go look at the camera.
Go get. I'm saying I bought one. Okay, was my agreement that I wouldn't eat one or I wouldn't buy one?
He's doing his tell, everyone. He's doing the...
What does that mean?
That means he did. He's guilty.
My tell is that I do the...
You do the stuttering.
And then that's me lying?
Yes.
You are so full of shit.
Nope, not at all. So he ate a Krispy Kreme. Couldn't even make a week. And guess what? I didn't have one. I didn't eat one at all.
You did.
I did not.
That was after your extreme pain for that.
Yep, and I looked at that box and went, absolutely no. Not
you know what?
I
might believe you on that. I know the kid did. He had 4 because he had 2 on each hand.
Yeah, I know. He should put it on a big, huge stick and just walk around like
he was putting them on his fingers. He had his fingers out like the devil sign, and he had a donut on each finger.
You know what? He can run it off. Thank God I wish I could be young and eat whatever I wanted.
No kidding. All right, let me ask you this, since we're on the topic of food and pain. You've had, since last podcast, you had a couple of good nights, a couple of bad nights, but, Two Bear's wife sent you some drugs.
Whoa, be careful there.
She went to her CBD THC guy and sent you some stuff. And you guys had a phone call on edibles.
Yes.
Which is not, this is not your first experience with edibles, but it's your first controlled experience with edibles.
Yes.
How did that go and how did you feel? Because you really didn't tell me a lot about it.
I had 3 different kinds, 3 different types. Well, I don't know how to explain it. And also, how would I say measurements? Like milligrams, different
like
milligrams.
THC, okay. One was 2.5, one was 5 per little gummy or chewy thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got you.
The one we were talking about, she said it would take like an hour to hit me. So right after we got off the phone, I thought, I'm sitting on my desk. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I'll take a quarter. I'll start off really small and see what happens.
Okay.
So by the time the live stream kicked in, I was falling asleep in my chair.
In your office?
And I was totally relaxed. I'm like, oh man, I don't know if I can do this live stream. And I did it though. I went through it.
Yeah, you did good.
But after we were done, I was like, I'm really tired. I need to go upstairs. So I went upstairs, got ready for bed, and then I took another quarter. Yeah. And I slept deep. Now, like I went
that
deep.
I was able to participate in because you did ask me this morning, how did I sleep? Because we do that with each other.
Yeah.
And especially when we're not feeling well. And by that part, I can report back. You went deep. You said you got up once. I don't even remember that.
I did get up once.
But you were not up 4 or 5 times a night. You weren't tossing around in the bed. You weren't. No. You were out. Like you sank into that bed and just stayed there.
Yeah. And no Tramadol.
No Tramadol. That's a record. You've never gone a night without the Tramadol.
Yeah. Okay. So.
So did it work for just putting you to sleep or did it work for relieving the pain?
Well, see, that's what I don't know because there's times I go to sleep, I'll fall asleep. And then when I wake up, the medicine has worn off and I'm in pain.
Yeah.
Usually the medicine wears off and the pain wakes me up.
Okay. So what happened this morning?
I just had to go to the bathroom. That was the only thing. I had to get up because I had to go to the bathroom. It wasn't due to pain because I went right back to sleep like instantaneous.
It was almost a Forrest Gump moment. There's like, all right, so what happened this morning? I had to go pee.
Yes, I did.
I had to go pee.
That was the only thing. It wasn't due to pain. I just had to get up to go pee.
All right, so you didn't have a Tramadol. You did take the THC. Uh-huh. You slept really sound and you woke up not screaming in pain.
No. So I was stiff this morning.
But we're going to call this a step in the right direction. You're still learning.
Well, that one I definitely would take to go to sleep. Then this morning I took a quarter of one this morning to go relax, like after I did all my chores around the house and everything. And that did not make me sleepy, but it made me a little foggy.
Right.
Which I'm not real thrilled with. Here's this is just me. I don't like being out of control.
Nope, you don't.
I don't like to get drunk where I'm out of control and I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
I've done it before when I was younger, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
I like to know what's going on and where I am and stuff like that. So anyways, that's where I got to find out the balance is what I can take that I don't get the foggy head, that I can still function in my life.
Yeah.
But I don't mind being knocked the heck out for bed, you know.
As long as you're paying attention to what you're doing and how you feel and how you sleep, that's good. But you fucked up on your nap today. You're like, you know, you go down for your nap. You're like, okay, try to take a coffee. Nap during the day. And you sent the kid to Starbucks to get you this 25-ounce super double triple-ounce espresso. Then you're upstairs for half an hour and come downstairs with your eyes as big as saucers going, well, golly, I can't sleep at all. Well, no shit.
I was so ecstatic. The kid was just wanted to try coffee for the first time. He wanted to talk to me about it. But part of it I know is because on his FFA trips, the girls outnumber the boys.
Right.
So the girls all want to start up at Starbucks.
Well, he loves going to Dutch Brothers.
Yeah. Well, same thing.
But he doesn't get coffee.
He gets hot chocolate or something.
Yeah, he gets some hot chocolate that I totally make fun of him for. He goes,
has a funky name.
It does. It's like at Dutch Brothers. He goes, it's a gingerbread sweetened hot chocolate with mocha something. And I go, there is so much wrong with you. You know, just get your coffee black and call it a cup of Joe.
Well, so he tried hot coffee here at the house, but I told him he didn't like it. And I was like, he probably will like something like a shake, like a cold, like a frappuccino.
Yeah.
That's what it's called, a frappuccino. And cold, iced. And because it's more like a shake, it's like a coffee.
Well, I don't like any of it.
No, so that's why I ordered Starbucks so he could try it.
Yeah, but you drank a whole big fucking thing and then went upstairs and go, how come I can't sleep? I don't know.
I was relaxing.
You were not relaxing. The idea was that you go to sleep and fall deeply asleep for an hour and a half and then get up and go on with your day. All you did was stare at the ceiling up there.
No, I did some work.
Yeah, I know because my phone keeps beeping with all these little things that you're doing.
I was still working, but laying down.
No, oh, bullshit.
I was multitasking.
You weren't. It's not multitasking just because you're in bed.
Anyways, I'm very, very thankful for the CBD. I am trying it. I will see, but I don't see myself doing it like 24 hours a day. That's just not my thing.
I wouldn't think so either.
And then we talked about also like when my sometimes the pain hits me out of the blue, and I don't know what triggers that. I have no idea. So when it hits me and it's over the top where medicine is not going to work for a while, that we talked about that about.
Yeah, but I thought the whole thing was this THC stuff took an hour to work. But if you get pain right now, aren't you going to take like a tramadol for right now?
Yeah, that's what I was telling her. She was talking to me about vaping.
You kind of brought this her back into it. You didn't tell anybody what's going on.
You said I talked to Two Bears wife on the phone.
An hour ago.
Two Bears wife and I had a conversation.
You got to let the
keep up, man.
You got to let the viewers and everybody know what's going on.
I'm sure they knew.
They didn't know. You
didn't know.
I didn't know. That means some of them didn't know.
Two Bears wife and I. She brought up the thing of vaping.
They're not all as smart as you. We're not all that
way. Okay. She brought up the vaping. I guess the vaping is instantaneous.
I told her in my conversation with Two Bear, vaping was off the table.
Yeah. That's
because you don't want to smoke and you don't want to vape. No. Nope. And that's it. There was no discussion. So I just said, leave it alone.
That's not my thing.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you.
I mean, she just told me that's instantaneous. And I kept telling her, no, that's not my thing. I don't want to do that. I'd rather not.
Yeah.
So anyways, I am on a little trip. Pun intended.
You know, speaking of stupid things that are annoying and going around this house right now, I get that you wanted chicks. I get that you wanted bunnies. You wanted more chickens to do your stuff. So we went and got you all the baby chicks. A few died. And so I went and bought some replacements and put them in there. Now you got all your chicks again. And you got the four bunnies. Now, I've always said...
Where are you going with this?
I've always said, as usual, don't believe everything you see online. All right? That's fair, right? Don't believe everything you read online.
I still don't know where you're going with this, but okay.
Well, we read a few things... Like about the chickens and bunnies in multiple sources, and like 16 different people go, you can go ahead and do this. You know what you can't do? Which we found out, and you and our daughter had
it. There is no we here.
You were there.
I was there, but it wasn't my idea.
The bunnies and the baby chicks, we put them all together, baby bunnies and baby chicks. And those bunnies went after those fucking baby chicks to tear the shit out of them.
Yes, they did. I don't think that you were told baby chicks. I think you were talking chickens.
Well, if a chicken was big enough, it would just tell the bunny, touch me and I'm going to fuck you up.
Pretty much.
But the baby bunnies and baby chicks, I figured they were all babies that all get along because they're babies.
No.
Like if you take a human baby and a baby puppy, a dog, and put them together, they're fine. None of them chase the other one.
Wait a minute. You are comparing baby chicks and bunnies to a human being and a puppy?
All I'm saying is that there are babies that get along.
Okay.
That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, well, this didn't work.
All right, if I put baby fish in with baby turtles, they would probably get along too.
Probably not.
Well, why would you say that?
Because the turtles will eat the fish, but whatever.
Turtles don't eat fish.
How do you know?
Because when you go to the fish store and say, give me turtle food, they don't hand you a baggie full of goldfish. They hand you that little flaky shit you feed them.
For turtles?
Didn't you ever see Rocky? He had those two turtles, Cuff and Link. Remember when Rocky fed him? Rocky, he leaned over and fed him. He put little out of the in his hand, little fucking thing. You see what I'm doing with my fingers here? You see what I'm doing with my fingers?
Lay down. It looks like you're going money.
I know, but he sprinkled the stuff
in
there.
That's cute.
That's what turtles eat, not fish.
Okay, flake food.
Anyway, the thing is that the bunnies went after the chickens, and you and our daughter had to jump the fence and get in there and grab the bunnies and yard them out of there to get them off the chickens.
Yes.
I did not know that.
I'm still thinking those two chickens are roosters, even though we're being told they're not. I've had enough in my lifetime.
Well, yeah, I know, but the lady, I took them back. We took the two birds that you said, these are roosters.
Yes, and she did tell us that if they're roosters, she would take them back and find a home for them.
But she also said they're way too early to tell.
That's what she's saying.
Even she can't tell. She goes, they might be roosters, they might not. Until they crow, you just don't know.
We'll see.
Okay.
I'm still saying, I'm just staying
I know that the,
true that
those
they are.
Two are roosters.
Or they're very aggressive hens.
Yeah, maybe they're just assholes.
Well, they're finding out their pecking order, which is fine, but it's a little bit more aggressive than just a pecking order right now.
Yeah.
With those two birds. So
here's the other thing that I thought was really hilarious. And I know you went to the mailbox with our granddaughter.
Oh, yeah.
And
I heard about it.
You come walking back up. But what happened was you had taken the bunnies in their bunny hutch and their little play area. You know, you take in that mesh
yes.
or that fencing thing that you bought.
Yes.
And then you put one out there for the baby chicks too.
Correct.
And there's an area on the grass now in the front yard. They can go play in the sunshine and they have a home to go into and
isn't
they have
it
food
cute?
And water. Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right.
It's the Gen X farm.
The Gen X farm. The Gen X family farm.
There you go.
And so you left to go to the mailbox.
Yes.
Our daughter is sitting there because you guys had those little lawn chairs out there. All of a sudden she starts screaming at me. I'm in the garage and I hear, "Dad, Dad, help me, Dad." So I go trucking out of the garage and I turn the corner and she's standing in a panic. And there is this big, huge, gigantic red-tailed hawk leaving.
Oh.
Apparently, he swooped down like to the cage and was like looking at a bunny or looking at one of your baby chicks. And she jumps out of that chair, "Go, go." She's screaming, "Dad." She's waving her hands and and the hawk's like kind of ignoring her, like, "I don't give a shit about you, but I really can't get in there to get those bunnies. So I'm going to go ahead and leave." And then, woo, I mean, like a dragon leaving on Game of Thrones, woo, 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 this red tail hawk takes off and just goes into the tree by our house.
Yeah.
He only goes about 20 feet away and just sits there staring like, "All right, let me rethink this. How do I get into that to those bunnies?" Our heart was coming. I thought it was going to grab one. I thought it was going to take off with a bunny. What was I going to do? So I said, "Well, what was screaming for me going to do?"
Yeah.
"It wanted you to shoot it."
Not rut-row.
Shooting rut-row.
Just so you know, a little more backstory is every year we have hawks that have a nest in our backyard trees. We have these really tall trees and they come back every year. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
We have a very cool ecosystem in our backyard. So they come back, they have babies, and it's funny because they only stay in a certain perimeter around our house. So I knew putting the chicks out there was dangerous and that we had to cover it because they're small enough to grab.
And there's a couple fields near the house where I think the hawks travel to eat and stuff. But
I think for mice and stuff.
But they really hang out like they're patrolling.
Yes.
Like their nests and our yard.
Right. They circle the yard.
Now, they don't go after your chickens when you free range your chickens because you got that windmill that's always spinning.
Yes.
And they won't go near that garden.
And I think the dogs help too, hanging around.
Yeah,
they don't land, because the hawks don't land on our grass at all.
No, except like 3 years ago, you came and got me and there was a hawk standing on our grass, remember? Little baby hawk, he was sitting on the grass and you're like, "Go get him."
Oh yeah, because the dogs got him.
No, the dogs hadn't got him. He fell out of the tree and couldn't fly. He broke something.
Oh yeah.
And we were like, "Holy shit, the dogs are going to see this thing."
Yeah.
And tear it up. And he's standing on the grass. So we put the dogs away. We went out and caught him, named him Rut-Row.
Rut-Row.
Because he was looking around our yard like, "Rut-Row, what am I doing here on the grass?" Rut-Row, like Scooby-Doo.
Right.
So we took him to the wildlife thing here in town. And they're like, "He's fine. He's going to get better. Just hang on to him." So we did. We kind of kept him around, nursed him back to health with food and water, and he was fine. Now he's one of those hawks that keeps coming back. And I'm sure he's looking at your bunnies going, "Hey,
I know." But the bunnies, I think if they're feeding babies, I think they're going for the baby chicks more than the bunnies.
So anyway, anytime she says
they couldn't get them.
Anytime that she says, she looks up at the tree and goes, "Hey, it's Rut-Row." She's talking about the hawk that we named Rut-Row.
Yeah. So, that we nursed back to health.
Yeah. And now he's going after your chicks.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Well, so anyway, that was our hawk experience and she was just freaking out. You know what the bad part was? I was going to show a picture of the hawk doing this. The camera was off.
Both
driveway camera, security cameras were off. Otherwise, we could have seen it.
That would have been
cool. That would have been great to watch her freak out.
Well, after I've told her the whole story and I made her, you can hear the hawk noise it makes is very distinct.
Yeah.
You know when he's around. He's giving you a warning. It's unique. It's so unique.
And he's close. He's not hiding.
Yes. And every time I go out to the back part of our property where the chickens are, I can hear the hawks. I know that they're around. And they give out, you know, a warning call or whatever kind of call. They're so cool.
Oh, they're awesome to look at.
It's a really unique noise that they make. Different than anything else.
So all right. So what have we learned here today?
You bought Krispy Kremes and had one.
No. I bought them for someone else, and there's no evidence that I had one.
You pick your ear with a Bic pen.
The guts, the centerpiece. You act like I take a big pen and shove it in my side of my head. It's not what happens.
Oh, I know what you have to catch me up on today.
What?
Is the kid and his license and his ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I know you and him were working on that today. So where do we stand?
He went down. We took him down to one of the DMV satellite offices. He went in. He paid all of his fees, all of his fines, because he was late because he didn't have it. The car. He never transferred the title from your mother into his name. He did the release of liability. He didn't finish the process. He went down and began it and didn't finish it. Apparently, okay. He paid all that, so there was never any risk for you or your mother or anybody because the release of liability and the bill of sale were already turned in.
Okay,
so we're good there. But he had to pay his fee. He had to pay his fines. So he did. But the smog was no good. He went and got it smogged right on time, right when he got the car. He had to go back and get it smogged again, which he did, brought it back, got everything done all at once.
Okay, so registration is now in his name.
Registration's in his name, title's in his name. No risk to any other family members ever, ever, ever. It was
unbelievable.
All
fine. That was almost a year ago.
Yeah, he got it done. Then he's trying to figure out his license because he got that ticket. He got a cell phone ticket October. And never paid it.
Okay.
So now he's trying to figure that out. He's been panicking over the car, panicking over the we stopped him from driving the car.
Right.
Like, you don't have your tags, you're not driving the car.
Right.
Got all that squared away. Now he can drive the car. All right. But now he doesn't know if he can drive because if he's got a warrant.
Right.
He could have a bench warrant. Well, he gets the ticket number. He gets a citation number. He finds a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy.
Everybody knows a guy.
And they're like, dude, you did get a ticket. It wasn't a warning. You didn't pay it. But he goes to the traffic court and they have no record of it.
Huh?
That's what he said. He goes,
So somebody told him he has a ticket.
Yeah, but it never made it to traffic court. So
but they can't find it.
Right. Okay. So he checks the juvenile traffic court. He checks the adult one. Nobody's got it.
Okay.
So finally, I called down to, the little satellite police station near us.
Oh, yeah. The little annex one. Yeah.
Yeah. They're only open for a short time during the day. I called them and they said, yep, let me help you out with this. And so they did two things. They connected me. They connected themselves and me on the phone at the same time with traffic. And they found out and this makes no sense to me whatsoever. I didn't even think this was in the realm of possibility for an officer to do.
Okay.
They filled out his ticket. He gave Gen Z kid a ticket. And as he filled out the ticket, he wrote down the address of the traffic court. Please go pay your fine here. But there's two courts.
Okay.
There is an adult court and a juvenile court. And he wrote it down at the adult court and not the juvenile court. So the juvenile court, when the ticket number got processed with his license, the juvenile court got it in their information system, but the ticket never came in, so they didn't process it.
So
the adult court got the physical ticket, but they had no electronic one to match it with because it was over in the juvenile court.
So then it sat in limbo.
It's still in limbo. He should have a warrant right now, but no one can issue a warrant because neither one of them have both parts of the ticket.
Well, damn, he should have left that thing in limbo. Any Gen Xer would have said,
for 20 years,
forget it, let it sit there.
There isn't anything we can do but let it sit there. He physically has to drive down to the adult court right now and go, I know I'm not supposed to be here, but you're holding the physical ticket. I need it to either go to juvenile or let me pay it here.
Are they going to tell him he's full of shit?
I don't know what they're going to tell him.
You're joking.
This is exactly what happened. This is what they explained. The officer got on the phone and explained to me, this is what happened.
No way.
Yep. So
our tax dollars at work. Computer and a physical paper.
I don't know how that could even be a thing. Because if you called up the juvenile court, they have it electronically on file. When he read them the ticket number, wouldn't they be able to tell him shit?
Well, yeah,
they didn't. They said, we have no record of it.
But so right now, according to them, he has no ticket.
But the cop called and talked to someone who was there that he knows. And he goes, we do have it on file, but it's over here. It's like in your spam folder.
There's tickets that are in the spam folder?
It's like in the spam folder of tickets in juvenile court.
Isn't there a thing that says delete forever with your spam folder?
Well, I don't think he did that for the kids.
Damn, that would have been awesome.
That's what happened. His car thing is all caught up. It was never...
That cannot be a true story.
Never at risk, and now his license is in process of being handled, but no big deal. Should be fine. So all you have to do is complete the other corner of his world and get him to get his diploma, and he's all back on track. He's good to go.
That will never happen. I mean, he'll graduate.
You're not going to get him to graduate? What?
But he'll never have it all together.
Well, no, because he's got my last name, so he's going to have issues with that forever. But the idea is that...
To
that
think
is
I have to raise two of you.
Okay, you got to quit telling people that. You got to quit saying that. There is
not enough THC on this planet for 9 of you.
Well, either way, he's almost done. He's got it where he's supposed to be. He's emotionally sound now. He's got a grip on it. Yeah, because he knows what's going on. It's not.
Yeah, because he's leaving tomorrow. He leaves his parents tomorrow for four days
with a clear conscience.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Do you see how important that is?
Let me think of something to make him worry about.
He goes away from us unfettered unburdened.
I'll think of something.
It's just terrible.
So where is he going? Do you know? This is a quiz.
Hold on. I know I'm a good parent. He is going.
Where's he going for 4 days? Let me just go.
Sacramento. It was, right? Sacramento? Well,
let's just do the city. Sacramento. No,
it was Sacramento, right?
No, he's not going to Sacramento.
He's going to state conference.
Okay, good.
We live in California. The capital of the state is...
It's not there. It's not in Sacramento.
The Sacramento's
it's
missing?
It's a leadership conference.
Sacramento's not there.
It's not. That's not where the convention
well,
is.
Well, I said Sacramento, and you said it's not there.
It's not Sacramento. God, we're still arguing. It's another city.
It's not UC Davis. It's I'll go with Tulare. That's the ag capital of the world. No, Tulare,
Ontario.
Why would he be going to an FFA?
There was like a moment of silence
in Ontario, Canada.
No, Ontario, California.
Why? What? Why would
he's
there
going
be
to the leadership conference down there? That's who bidded it out. Got it. Bidded it out.
And there's Gen X Mom making up words live on radio.
Bid it. Bid for it.
They won the bid.
There we go. They won the bid to host the leadership conference
in Ontario.
Correct. He's going to Ontario for 4 days.
I got to say, when I think of Ontario, I don't think of FFA. I don't think of...
That's a big farm down there, community. Hesperia, Ontario.
Okay, you realize Hesperia's in the high desert at the top of the Cajon Pass, and Ontario's 80 miles down here at like a 4,000-foot elevation difference.
So? San Bernardino?
That's down here also. You can't include Hesperia and San Bernardino.
Out that direction.
Well, it's the same county, but it's not what I'm...
Okay, so it's the same county.
Well, you can't say... That's like saying, you know, it's like, well, you know, it's down there around San Diego and Seattle. They're both on the
not
West Coast.
Not even close.
Hesperia,
I'm in the same vicinity.
Hesperia and Ontario are so drastically far apart and different. You can't include... No rational person would put those two together.
Yes, they can. Because that's like us and Gorman. Us and Fraser Park is Kern County.
You still wouldn't say it like that. It's like, you know, right in the same neighborhood, Hesperia and Ontario. What?
I just proved you wrong. 4,000 foot level, Fraser Park.
Oh, my God.
And we're down at 350 feet.
Oh, my God.
Same county.
There is so much wrong with you.
Nope, not at all.
All right. Well, you know what? There's people. Everyone listening right now is completely on my side. Everyone. I can hear him right now.
You know what? I'll let you win that one. I really don't care.
Thank you. Good. Okay.
Does that make you feel better?
I don't know. I'm so pissed off right now. I don't know what's going on. I'm angry. I'm genuinely angry.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Do you see this? Look. This,
no, they can't see that.
This is the face of anger right now.
No, it's not. What? That is not your
this
face of anger.
This is my angry face.
No, not even close.
My angry face.
Whatever. Take a breath. Woosah.
I have to hydrate.
You need more than hydrate. Unbelievable. All right, I'm out of here. I'm done. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
You know, we still live together. You're going to have to say something to
me. I'm going to another room or something.
All right, well, tell everyone.
You finish it.
Tell everyone goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Till next week.
Oh, my God. Isn't it nice when she's gone and the microphone goes off and it's just us, the rational people in the room? Yeah, you know what that's like. All right, listen. No, I do have to go, too. I'm running out of air. I don't know. Did we accomplish anything or not? I feel like I played defense the whole time I'm on the podcast with her. I try to be cordial. I try to be nice. I try to be informative. I'm as pleasant can be. Just ask me. I'll tell you I'm pleasant. Uh-huh. All right. Well, for all of you hanging out, thank you for being with us. Thank you for putting up with us for this hour. If you had to waste an hour of your day, why not waste it here at Gen X Talks? Yeah, the audio podcast version. Thank you guys for tuning in. The music's coming up. I don't know where you're listening from around the world, but remember, wherever you go, there you are. And I'll always catch you guys on the flip side.